The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Send it back to Cutter. And I think the arrangements made there are, as far as I understand, been explained to me, adequate. As I recall, he was released on Saturday. I got a call from White House on Friday. Guantanamo has been there far too long. And I think that we should get them out of there as quickly as we can.
Leave it to Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, to turn it around and have it all about Gitmo and how we need to close it down. Well, the so-called Taliban dream team are walking around in Qatar, not worried about what's going to happen because they're free to do as they please after being picked up on Saturday and released in exchange for Bo Bergdahl, who was captured by the Taliban for 5 years. He disappeared. But he disappeared from his post, supposedly. So that would be called a deserter. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All roads lead to and from Afghanistan. Ironic, isn't it, the timing, as we wrap things up and shrink the amount of troops that we have in Afghanistan by the end of the year. We have this pickle of a situation all of a sudden out of nowhere. Not out of nowhere if you were in the loop, if you were Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, the president, or the people on his team, because they had been negotiating for 3 years, apparently, and decided the time was right. He was looking pale and thin. Let's get him out. Let's get him out. Bergdahl, by all accounts, left his position freely. The Army says they're going to conduct a comprehensive coordinated review into his case. So he's freed after 5 years. Some people call him a hero, including Susan Rice. Others a deserter. John McHugh, who is the Secretary of the Army, started a statement on Bergdahl's case by saying that we are grateful that an American soldier is back in Americans' hands, and our first priority is ensuring Sergeant Bergdahl's health is okay and beginning his reintegration process. I mean, that word reintegration is what everybody's sticking to. Nobody wants to address the surroundings of how he ended up being detained in Afghanistan or what he did in that situation. All decisions after this, they say, will be according to regulation, policies, and practices. It's just a good way to dance around. Yeah, we pretty much think we're going to nail him as a deserter, but we got to give him time to reintegrate. Once we know that's okay, then we can go from there. And the other part of this is, I don't know about you, but what kind of a precedent did this set? You sit back and you think about it for a second, and you think of these prisoner swaps. How dangerous could that be if you have other countries, other Islamic jihadist types, trying to make a point, holding U.S. military or diplomats, for that matter? Is it fair? Do we exchange for them? The president vehemently defended the Bergdahl swap, saying the decision to do that when they had the opportunity, particularly given his condition, was a layup for him, that it was inevitable he was going to do this. So there wasn't a big question. 5-on-1 is pretty much what we're saying. The five prisoners who headed to Qatar as part of the exchange. Bergdahl is at the U.S. Army Medical Center in Germany until he completes treatment. That's how they're rolling this out. Then he comes back to the United States and to a San Antonio military base. The medical treatment is big in determining what happens next and when it does. Let's put it that way. So he can't be a hero and a deserter. Which is it? Which is it? Being critical of what the exchange was is obvious because it wasn't a good exchange. And then these firsthand accounts that keep dumping out from soldiers in the platoon, where he was going on guard duty, dumped his weapon, walked off an observation post with nothing other than a compass, a knife, water, a digital camera, and a diary. That's it. And six soldiers were killed searching for Bergdahl. Six! The Pentagon naturally has no details to offer up on the specific operations in which any of the soldiers were killed during the time that was involved. Pretty much anyone militarily is trying to stay away from it and sticking with the same talking points. If you go back a couple of years ago, the Rolling Stone magazine did a story on this and said that Bergdahl's unit had discipline and other issues during its time in Afghanistan. The president, who's had to answer this question a bunch, says we don't leave men and women in uniform behind and says that prisoner swaps happen at the end of all wars. So now, okay, we're winding down Afghanistan, except for the 9,000 troops were leaving, and this is where the prisoner swaps happen. And Obama tried to shut it down. He said, I'm going to quote him, whatever the circumstances may turn out to be, we still get an American soldier back if he is held in captivity, period. Full stop. We don't condition that. And that's what he said, we don't condition that. You wonder what happened when they had him for 5 years. And you have to believe that the five who came out of Gitmo are like hornets, ready to strike. So do you trust the government in Qatar, or do you trust them to closely monitor the five that were released? They're not under house arrest. And then we keep hearing, oh, yes, the Qataris are going to take a great personal interest in this, a very, very close eye on them. How close of an eye is that if they've already been spotted walking around doing whatever they want to do? Ultimately, write the ending for me. What happens here? What's the end of this saga? Is Bergdahl a deserter, tried, and then put in prison anyway, trading one box for another in his home country? I'd say leaving your post is a huge problem. A very, very big problem. Coming up next on America Tonight, Peel Back the Onion with my pal Andrew Szabo. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
The Onion with Andrew Szabo. He is the marketing strategy and branding expert, also a public speaker and so many more things. And it's always fun to kick around with Andrew what's happening in the world and reaction to it from some of those perspectives that I just mentioned that he's an expert at. Like what's now happened, the White House apologizing to the Senate Intelligence Committee chief for the prisoner swap secret. And this has to do with Bo Bergdahl and what happened over the weekend after being kidnapped by the Taliban. And, you know, for 5 years, he was captive. Then there was this deal where you had five Taliban members who were considered to be mid to high level risks who were released from Guantanamo and whisked away, basically, as Bergdahl was being whisked out of Afghanistan right there on the Pakistani border. It was a very strange weekend. Andrew, as always, thanks for coming on the show. And I guess the first thing is, what was your reaction to that when you first heard the story?
Well, it was mixed, I'll be honest. You know, I mean, it's and as more of the facts have come out, I think my opinion's changed on it a little bit, but I mean, first of all, you know, I think we do as a country have to do, what we can to bring soldiers home. I mean, I think that is the code of honor, and I know there has been several attempts to bring them back, before. I think 14 people have died in that attempt. And I mean, there's lots of different ways to get back your soldiers. I mean, and different countries also do different things. Some people pay money under the table. You see countries, certainly even Israel, which has got to be considered one of the toughest negotiators when it comes to anything like this. Even they gave up 1,000 terrorists, and several of them had blood on their hands for one single private. But what really disturbs me here is that you have, and I came across this actually in the UK newspaper, and that back into, this is a report from 2010, in August of 2010, that Private Bergdahl, when he disappeared in June 2009, he left a note, and that the Taliban themselves were saying that he was training fighters bomb-making and ambush skills, according to the captors and Afghan intelligence officials, and that he had converted to Islam and then had adopted the Muslim Abdullah. So here you've got somebody who, and there seems to be several data points now, so this is not just rumor, but there's several data points that he had clearly disillusioned with the war in Afghanistan, was sympathetic to the Taliban, deserted, and, you know, obviously his captors saw an opportunity and I think knew the naivety of the American foreign policy as it currently stands and were able to exploit the situation for their gain. And I think that the idea of giving away five very high level Taliban operatives who will go back and kill again, and probably there will be, the reality is this administration will have hundreds, if not maybe even 1,000 lives taken as a result of letting these five people go for, in exchange for one deserter. That I don't think was good negotiation. Even though I think we do have to do whatever it takes to get people back, but I mean, seriously, I think you have to do a lot to take, but I'm not sure if you have to do whatever it takes. I mean, there has to be a line somewhere, and it's got to be intelligent.
Yeah, and Congress, of course, as you know, is furious over that. So the White House apologizing for what they're calling now. They're saying, oh, oversight and not notifying that it was a failure there. I think that was an epic failure. Congress really should have been involved.
One more thing. Yeah, I think you're right. I agree with you. Okay, Congress should have been involved. And the other thing that I think the mistake is, and it's very difficult whenever you do these hostage swaps. I mean, I think the West will always come out worse. You know, you don't get the good end of the deal. This was just so one-sided, so lopsided. It's at the point of absurdity to exchange one deserter for five very high-level operatives. However, so you know you're going to, you know, you don't have to be that lopsided, but even though you're going to be lopsided, you know what? I think one of the other mistakes the administration made was they almost like celebrated this. That was like, this is a major victory. No, you know what? You announce it, but you do it in a way that's somber. Hey, it wasn't a good deal, but we got him back. And the idea of just celebrating like they did on the White House lawn. And then the other thing that just really disturbed me is Bergdahl's father, who was then thanking Allah. So he's clearly sympathetic to the cause too. I think was distasteful, and I think the White House made a fool of themselves by saying this was a major coup and a major victory. No, you don't celebrate. You just say, "Hey, we did what we could." They're going to be criticized either way, but that was also a mistake, I believe. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, because they didn't have to play it out that way. Once they made the decision, as you said, once they made the decision to make the swap, okay, so then you do it. And to celebrate when there were so many others in that platoon that were killed, and you know, and they knew this, Andrew, too. They knew there was some controversy, because right away they tried to defuse whether or not he walked off his post and he was a deserter. Of course, we'll see how that all plays out. And just kind of try to distance themselves for that. The Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, said, well, wait till he comes back and all of that will be addressed. So can you imagine if that plays out and that's what he's accused of? And then ultimately all of these platoon members, so many, lost their lives trying to find him. So their families were just distraught over that, I think, celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really disgraceful, actually. I mean, it's really dishonoring those who gave their lives for this man.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we're going to go in a different direction here because this is definitely, I think, going to play out in the midterm elections and maybe even in 2016, too. You know this, the EPA released new rules that require existing power plants to cut carbon dioxide emissions 30% from 2005 levels by 2030. It's definitely the most controversial move that we've seen by this administration to, as they're saying, mitigate climate change. So some Democrats are celebrating this, but Democrats who have coal-fired plants and lots of jobs connected to their constituents are distancing themselves from Obama and saying they want to propose other legislation. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised. On one level, we shouldn't be surprised. This was the campaign promise of Obama that, you know, he's very anti-coal and he wanted to keep the environmentalists happy. But here's the disconnect. I mean, I think, again, this is a polling strategy to me, is that if this should have been done some time ago and not right in the face of the midterms, because the reality is this will not help any Democrats get elected. Yes, this will make the environmentalists happy, but, you know, they're in other parts of the country. They're not in the areas where this is going to impact. This is going to have a severe economic impact. We're talking, you know, billions of dollars. They've done some measurements on this or assessments, but this will have a considerable impact on the economy. And it's going to be very localized in places like West Virginia and the areas of where they've got these coal-fired plants, when they have the coal mining and so forth, and electricity costs will go up. So I'm not surprised that those Democrats are distancing themselves. This will not help the Democrats win any seats. It's only hurting the Democrats. So poor strategy. And I think it's just one more thing that ultimately the Republicans can use. And they have to build the case that the economic policies of Obama has been a failure. He does things that look good on the surface, but has hurt jobs. Obamacare hurts jobs. This policy hurts jobs. We saw the results just a few days ago that the economy shrank. I mean, minus 1% annualized based on the first quarter of this year. You know, it's appalling. I haven't seen that in 4 or 5 years. So I think this just builds the case for the Republicans that the current administration and Democrats really don't understand how the economy works. But they need to build their case carefully, and this is just one more piece of that, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are not very good at that at all. All right, another Peel Back the Onion. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much, Andrew Saba.
As always, thank you, Kate, and thank you to your listeners.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just
I talked about the fact that
my life,
the mailbag totally full this time around. So without further ado, let's not waste any time. Let's head right to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Pete, who says, boy, oh boy, I listen to what people are saying about Bergdahl, and I just don't see how you can pin hero on him. I mean, listen, he is in uniform. I get it. Okay. I don't agree with the swap, but they swap, get him back, and now it's going to be all about the fact that he deserted Kate, and think of the guys who went out to find him. You know, now it's more than fury, because you're not saying that idiot, he walked away. Now we know more of the details as they're starting to come out. And good for those guys who didn't shed a tear, didn't crack a smile, didn't anything when they heard about Bo Bergdahl coming back to the United States ultimately after he's done in Germany. And I hope they prosecute him to the fullest extent. He is a deserter, and who knows if he's a traitor. Sorry, just one man's opinion. Pete wasn't alone. This one from Lewis, who says, Bergdahl, 1-4-5, 5 Islamic terrorists, a deserter? Why didn't we just leave Bergdahl there? I think this was a deflection by the administration, and that's not so much of a stretch. Then we get this one from Courtney, who says, it's so easy to take shots at Bo Bergdahl. Doesn't anyone get that he was in captivity for 5 years? Doesn't anyone get that we shouldn't have been in Afghanistan? So he was sick of all the nonsense and he walked away. Big deal. I don't know that he intended to be kidnapped. I doubt it. And what secrets could he possibly have given any of those members of the Taliban? Give me a break. People are being ridiculous. I say hero, hero, hero to Bergdahl. He expressed his opinion. Unfortunately, got kidnapped. But absolutely we should have made that deal. What's wrong with America? Oh, what's wrong is you read the details and not even a lot of the specifics, and you got nothing but questions, questions, questions. And you listen to what every official, military official has to say, and they skirt around the issue because they know it. They know that he deserted, and they're just going to prove it. That's what's going to happen. What, he took a magical mystery tour somehow in Afghanistan? I don't think so. I mean, just maybe it's not official. Just maybe something else happened, but that's not the way it's being told. Walking away with a compass and water and a diary and a camera, that was it. And when you talk about the fact that people were looking for him, you got to feel something there because he put them in harm's way. Sure, I get it. You can't leave a man behind because that's the army credo. That's the way. That's how it works. But he really screwed over the rest of his platoon by doing that. You have to say that because they were chasing after him. So let's see what these all other decisions that are going to be made after he comes back in accordance with appropriate regulations, policies, and practices. That's the way it was said. The president is in Poland, and he reacted to the Bergdahl situation again. When he was asked about it. And he's, you know, he's undergoing medical care. He hasn't been questioned at this point. I mean, they are going to reintegrate him first. He's going to be at that medical center in Germany for a while. And then on to San Antonio, which is where the questions and all of that will come in. Because everybody's going to want to know what happens next. He goes to San Antonio, it's going to be an avalanche of media, which is where I'm sure he's headed. Well, I say because they're already saying that. But there'll be a lot of people trying to find out what happened there. I mean, it's critical. He was let go in exchange for Gitmo detainees. Some of those who serve with Bergdahl flat out are just calling him a deserter. And they're saying his self act ended up costing other lives. His parents say it isn't over. That's where this listener picked up. Frank says, okay, we got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. It's so easy to convict him by everything we've read, but there might be more to the story. I think his parents are alluding that there's way more to the story. Sure, he has to recover and reintegrate and all that other sort of thing, but once he comes back, we may hear something completely different. The parents told him how proud they were of him through interpreters. They haven't spoken directly to him. I mean, what could they say? He went off the deep end. I don't know what you could say desertion-wise that would cover up what happened is the problem. They said the whole mailbag was filled with this. Walt said Bergdahl is flat out wrong in this situation. And why do we make that swap? Too bad it wasn't somebody who didn't have such a taint to how he ended up in captivity in the first place, how he ended up being a prisoner of the Taliban. That's the key. The questions, the timing, all that, I guess more of the details. On the Hill, they're still flushing it all out. Upset. Very upset that they didn't get their say. Instead, it was just a move, and this is what we're doing, and that's it. An executive order, if you will. How about that? Here's another one from Joe, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney in America. Tonight, I'm sure everybody's talking about Bergdahl. I want it to be said that this is just a sad, sad situation. We all know that the Afghanistan conflict was bogus. So people come back missing limbs. People come back damaged in the head. You don't think he was damaged by what he saw? Maybe he just finally snapped in half, and that's what led to him walking away. He'd still have to prove it. And I think the military nails him. I think they just nail him for desertion because that's all the signs of what they saw. That he wasn't nabbed outside of his post. He was, in fact, grabbed, or he was, in fact, dumped his stuff and walked away. You know, that's what I think. But you still have to put it all together. It still has to officially be put together. Let's put it that way. One final note. We actually did get, I mean, really, the whole mailbag was filled with Bergdahl, 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 Bergdahl. And this is the last one. This one from the Angler, who says, "Kate, one part of me wants to say, bravo, we did it, we got him out, we cut the deal, who cares? The other part of me is scared to death, one, as to what the five will do now that they're outside of Guantanamo. Can you imagine? And the other is, if he's really a deserter, should we have made this deal in the first place for a deserter? And what does this say to other countries who do crazy, maddening things to our people in kidnapping them? That we will negotiate. I guess if our backs are against the wall, how do they decide to negotiate for his release?" Well, I think that was pretty clear. The main reason is because of how he looked. He was gaunt, didn't have that color he normally had, and they were concerned he was just going to flat out die. The last video that they had seen of him, it was like in January. The main reason for going in, we're going to go in and get him. Because he doesn't look right. And if we don't do something, he could die while being held captive by the Taliban. I mean, it's too bad flat out he isn't a hero. That he was stuck somewhere, he got picked up. But it really doesn't look like it's playing out that way in any way, shape, or form. If he's court-martialed, can you imagine? Can you imagine the reaction to that? And I think it's going to happen. We'll see. Pay attention to what people are saying. Read between the lines. Coming up, the lame liars and losers.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Last segment this hour, the lame liars and losers. They could really be described as all three of those. How about this crazy fight that broke out at an Ohio kindergarten graduation? You got to be kidding me. What kind of parents are having fisticuffs in the middle of a kindergarten ceremony? It started over spilled punch and resulted in the arrest of eight people. One person pulled out a pipe, another a hammer. Two teenage girls started hitting each other. This was at the Michael R. White Elementary School in Cleveland. So you had adults fighting adults, juvies fighting juvies, so on and so forth. That's crazy. Blue Collar Neighborhood overlooks University Circle Arts and Museum District. Spilled punch, setting off a fight. mouthing off, screaming things, obscenities at each other. 10 patrol cars had to be called to that kindergarten graduation. Any parent involved in this needs to just be banned. Ban them from school or any activities. Can't have those people coming into the school and doing that. The school was put on lockdown. Parents had to start to take their kids home. Are you kidding me? Heightened security concerns, school security, all that? What kind of idiot does that? I mean, no matter what, you spill some punch, someone spills some punch, and this is what you do? And what is that showing those kids? What are they seeing? All right, this goes into a unique category by itself. Between 1925 and 1961, and I saw this when I was in Ireland, Irish women who lodged at the home, is what they called it, in County Galway, were made to work for free as long as 3 years and wearing the uniforms and then coming out with a new name was the key. It was free as long as that's what they did. It was how they atoned for an out-of-wedlock pregnancy. But what happened to the illegitimate children? The Irish Mail on Sunday did a story reported that 796 of them were heaped into a mass grave, a septic tank, and forgotten. No gravestone, no home, none of that. The bones are still there. That is just sick. Losers. Losers. The Irish Central says that the children were listed as dying from malnutrition, measles, convulsions, tuberculosis, pneumonia. It also pointed out, this article, that Irish children born out of wedlock had a staggering death rate in the 1930s, 25%. Wow, that's close to what the 1600s were. What was going on? The inmates were running the asylum. Losers, liars, the whole thing. Come on, give me a break. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Reminds me of that, was it Philomena movie?
Philomena, yeah. Did you see it too?
I did. It's a pretty fantastic movie.
And it's a true story, so sad.
Yeah, and it's very reminiscent of what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, didn't get a chance to see her son, the whole thing. And, you know, when I was in Ireland, they had a weird thing about babies and death and where they went when they died, and they weren't allowed to bury them in a regular cemetery, and just awful. I mean, how they made those people feel, I don't get it. Here's another one for you. Two owners of an Iowa egg producer pleaded guilty to charges related to a massive salmonella outbreak in 2010. It's the latest type of prosecution serving notice to anybody in food that the leaders can be held criminally responsible. The outbreak sickened tens of thousands of people and forced the recall of 550 million eggs. Quality Egg agreed to pay a $6.8 million fine under terms of the plea agreement revealed in a federal court in Sioux City, Iowa. That's where all that went down. In January, two Colorado cantaloupe farmers, if you remember, were sentenced to probation and home detention for their role in the listeria outbreak that killed 33 people in 2011. Good, they should nail them for that. I mean, those eggs were tainted beyond belief. If you remember America Tonight, we took our show on the road and we went to a big egg conference because this was right after that happened, talking about quality control and watching to see what they do and what kind of houses you're talking about for the hens, and it was wild to see it. I mean, incredibly wild. Lame losers and liars. That's what we call this. How about this V. Stiviano? I mean, first of all, she's got to dump the visor. She was wanting the media to take pictures of her outside of her home. Stiviano's alleged attacker has been charged with a hate crime. They said they've arrested a man after Stiviano, the companion of L.A. Clippers owner for now, Donald Sterling, was allegedly attacked by two men outside a Manhattan hotel on Sunday. So 40-year-old Dominic Dioria, charged with third-degree hate crime and aggravated harassment. Wow. For doing that. For doing that. Crazy, doesn't it? Seem crazy? If you remember, if you're following along, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver fined Sterling $2.5 million and tried to ban him for life from the league. Sterling's trying to do something because on Sunday he went to a predominantly black church service as an invitation from a pastor who said he should be forgiven. Yeah, forgiveness is not in the vocabulary anywhere near political correctness. Because political correctness has taken over so much of our lives, hasn't it? I mean, look around you, folks, and you'll see it if you haven't already seen it. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. One last one from in looking at this and looking at stories where you're talking about the lame, the liars, losers, from the eggs to the brawl at the kindergarten to the Irish babies and their bones in the septic tank. This is equally as sickening. The norovirus, which they've gotten on a couple of the ships, they're saying that the leading cause of foodborne illness has become known as the cruise ship virus, norovirus, as I talked about. But they could call it the salad bowl virus because what's happening is people who handle that food, like cooks, waiters, cause about 70% of the noro outbreaks related to contaminated food, mostly through touching ready-to-eat foods. Any of the ready-to-eat stuff, the fruit, whatever's on the salad bar. It's a good lesson in that, to always wash your hand before you go down the salad bar or whatever. Or if you're cooking at home, just wash it. Wash the lettuce off. Wash the cauliflower off. Wash it off. It takes 2 seconds because you don't know where it's been, what carton it's been in, all that kind of stuff. A lot of people are getting this. It's highly contagious. 1.9 million doctor visits, 400,000 emergency room visits, up to 71,000 hospitalizations. It is bad, bad news, my friends.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.